USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is repeating his call for the Democratic chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, to resign.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust him.
While talking to reporters today on Capitol Hill, though, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended Schiff. President Trump is set to visit Grand Rapids, Michigan today for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. This will be the president's first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office and his first public comments at a campaign-style rally since the Robert Mueller report came out over the weekend. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
More than a million private wells in the Midwest are being put at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections.
California lawmakers are trying to prevent another college admissions cheating scandal. Six bills have been proposed aiming to close loopholes that are getting the blame for allowing wealthy parents to get their kids into elite universities. Some of the measures include more checks and balances for universities and creating a team to audit the admissions process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is defending her department's decision to not include $18 million of federal funding for Special Olympics programs. Proposed budget cuts would eliminate nearly $18 million in federal funding for athletic competition for disabled youth and adults. DeVos says in a statement she personally supports the Special Olympics, but also adds that the organization raises more than $100 million annually and that there are dozens of nonprofits that the federal government cannot support. President Trump met with the CEO of Google on Wednesday to talk about political fairness on the platform and the company's dealings with China. After the meeting, President Trump tweeted that Google is doing quite well and they're totally committed to the U.S. military, not the Chinese military. Republican Senator of Missouri Josh Hawley reacts to the president's comments.
Google is not a transparent company, to put it mildly. I mean, this is a company that has chosen to do business in and with China in a way that at least indirectly benefits the Chinese military, but won't help the United States armed forces. I mean, this is a problem, and I think Google's ever-shifting answers on this, I've said they need to come out publicly and say exactly why they are prioritizing China over the United States of America, the Chinese government, over United States citizens. So let's hear from Google on the record. Let's hear directly.
Hawley was speaking there on Fox News. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A driver falling asleep at the wheel is the alleged cause of a head-on collision Wednesday that badly damaged both vehicles but left both drivers uninjured. A Santa Clara mail carrier recently received a thank you letter from the U.S. Postmaster General in Washington, D.C., thanking him for his heroic act of offering his coat to a boy in need this winter. State wildlife officials are asking the public's help in uncovering details surrounding a poaching incident in Iron County that took place earlier this month. And a St. George man is set to appear in an episode of Truck Night in America, scheduled to air tonight on the History Channel. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy, 73 today, clear and 48 tonight, sunny and 70 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
This just in, Putin has ties to Russia. The exclusive tonight on CNN. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Kevin Fogarty, City Council. I hope I have your vote on election day.
And why exactly should I vote for you, Mr. Fogarty?
Well, because I'm a hard worker. I take a stand.
On what exactly?
The issues of the day.
Which are?
The things that concern you and your family the most.
I simply want the councilman to say one concrete thing.
Yes, I understand. You don't trust me. A lot of people don't trust politicians. I know how it is. I have been out there.
What does that have to do?
If this thing is going to work, we are all going to have to make it work. The way a bunch of people made something work at Lexington and Concord. You may remember it. It's called America.
Yes!
I love that clip. But he didn't say anything. Oh, welcome to all of our lives, right? I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're doing good. And I've got Uncle Milty here with me on a Thursday. We have Chris Ann Hall today.
Mm-hmm.
So many developments regarding equality, regarding Christians, regarding marriage, regarding climate change. I mean, you name it. It's kind of across the board today. It's crazy. So much. So just a couple of items. Items of business. Let's see here. So Representative Travis Sigmiller is doing a post-legislative forum tomorrow at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that is the Washington Branch Library. So 7 p.m. That's awesome. Good for him. I'm so glad that he does that. And also, I wanted to let you know about there's a new, if you're up north, there's a new school opening up that seems to be just heralded by all the smart mamas I know that are in, that have recognized Common Core from its inception and have been watchdogs on that. And they're saying the Belmont Academy is awesome. So this new Belmont Academy is opening up, and that is up north in American Fork, Utah. And you might want to check that out. They have a Facebook page, I think, too, Belmont Academy. So always great avenues for mm-hmm. our kids, right? And getting a great education is so important right now. That's why I talk about FPE when Duke comes on, FPEUSA.org, because it's an online school. So if anyone was ever nervous about teaching your kids or not knowing quite how to do it, it's already done for you. They have the most amazing teachers. And let me tell you, their curriculum, I was just blown away. I thought, please, could this be a public school curriculum? But you know, it can't be. So FPE has it. They have an amazing curriculum, FPEUSA.org. There's the Belmont Academy in Utah opening. So some great things happening. Let's see here. I'm trying to think. There's a couple of things that points of business. The Spirit of Hope Gala for the free clinic. So the volunteer clinic is a clinic that the doctor doctors and staff and nurses and mental health, and everybody donates their time, and people can go get services that couldn't qualify for government assistance, and they don't take government assistance as a business. So they actually work off your donations. So each year they raise money, and this is the Spirit of Hope Gala. It's coming up, greatest gala on earth. It's entertainment by Alex Boyer. He's been on our show. He's great. Mm-hmm. This is the 18th of May, and it's at 5:30, and it's at the Dixie Convention Center Ballroom, and tickets are $150 a person, because this is your way to donate, but you get a great evening, right?
Yeah.
Get a great evening out of it. And black tie event, dinner, auction, carnival games, open bar, all kinds of things that they're doing with this. And this is the 18th of May. So I just wanted to let everybody know so they could plan on that, because if we have, so we have this volunteer clinic that's been going like 20 years, more than 20 years. And you know what? They're doing amazing work because they're not taking money from the government. They're working off donations, and they're also, this is really the catalyst that every city should have. This is how they should do it. Doctors, nurses, volunteering. They go in. They're usually like on the border of being retired. They go in, they give up their time, and then everybody wins, right? You pay a small little donation. You get services if you can't afford, if you just don't qualify for Medicaid and you're one of those people in between. It's a great answer.
Yeah, they cover that gap for people that... have high deductibles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. And by the way, Dr. Diet, I know I talk about him all the time because I'm getting emails from you guys, which is so awesome. Look, you know what? If you need to lose 30 pounds or 200 pounds or 500 pounds, whatever the case may be, it's usually the same issue. So if you haven't been able to get it off and you're getting older and it seems to come on a little easier now, you're getting a little soft. This is such a fantastic way to do it because it came off so quick for me. And let me tell you, I've kept it off. Haven't I kept it off, Uncle Milty?
Yes,
I've kept it off. 33 pounds I've kept off.
You should see
so,
her.
I know, right? And so so I feel great, and I'm you know, wearing my clothes that I love, and instead of the fat clothes I was wearing there for a while. So you know what? This is so fun to be able to get that kind of mentoring and making sure somebody is coaching you through this and telling you this is the kind of diet for your particular body type. Maybe you gain weight in certain places. If you do, there's a body type matching to that to say this is the kind of nutrition you should be taking in. Maybe it's more protein, maybe it's more carbs, but they'll be able to tell you. So get over there, get over to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. I highly, highly, highly recommend, because everybody's wanting to, you know, get it off and feel better for your health. Wow, a lot of business today. So there was an article. It's going to seem like I'm picking on Romney. Romney actually just gives us too much fodder for radio. Not only did he not show for my interview that he, you know, confirmed three times, but also there, I knew this was coming. You knew this was coming. When we saw this, we were just laughing because we've been talking about this.
Yep.
Front page, Deseret News. I just, without any bias at all, I just want to read you for a second what they said. How would a certain GOP senator who has sworn off running for president, how would he do against the current Republican occupant of the White House in a Utah primary election? Senator Mitt Romney would beat, Senator Mitt Romney would beat President Donald Trump hands down, according to a poll released Thursday.
Wow.
Right?
And I'm amazed.
I know, because I just read a poll that said Trump is at 50%. 50% approval rating throughout the entire nation.
Yep.
So I just have to say this. So OH Predictive Insights, we'll get back to that in a second, found Romney bests Trump 55% to 37% among likely Utah Republican voters in a hypothetical primary contest. So, hypothetical. So Mike Noble, chief of research for this Phoenix-based research company, he said Beehive voters would buck the trend, giving the state's junior senator a wide margin of victory in a matchup. I don't think so. I have to also say this. They went on to say, and I'm not kidding, front page Deseret News today. Of course, Utah is only one state, but one in which Romney is wildly popular. What other states is he wildly popular? Anyway, Utahns have considered him, and no lie, they actually wrote this, an adopted son. How many times have we heard that? Probably in the 71 articles that I asked Deseret News, why'd you write 71 puff pieces about Romney? Mm-hmm. We heard that almost in every article. He is our adopted son. I don't remember adopting anyone. I don't remember the consensus that went around that said he is our adopted son. Do you?
Not a peep.
Because he pretty much moved here to... He pretty much moved here
he
a
used
month
us.
Before. Exactly. And so, there. So I just want to mention OH Predictive Insights, okay? They were all for Hillary. They kept pitching Hillary before the 2016 election. And guess what? All of the managing partners, all the staff, guess who they worked for? Just take a stab. Just...
Wild guess.
Yeah, wild guess.
John McCain.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. They all worked for John McCain. And I find that kind of interesting. Just sort of interesting. They were out there touting Hillary over and over again. They're sort of like a never Trumper team that has that basically I would love to see their questions. They don't publish their questions for polling. But they have said in a hypothetical primary contest, Romney would beat at 55%.
Sure.
Okay. That isn't true. I'm so sorry. There's no way on earth that's true. But you know what? I fully expected to see them feeling the water, you know, putting it out there as Romney running for president, because that's exactly what the plan was. Mm-hmm. You know? There was a lot of talk about Ann Coulter switching sides and going to Romney and then putting Trump down and people. And there was some chatter on the ground, let's say, that maybe Ann Coulter was being paid. So it's kind of interesting. Her love for Romney, hatred for Trump now, and how much that's turned. But there is no way. There is no way. He would ever be president. I'm sorry. No. Mark my words, because I wouldn't say that. There is no way. Oh, my gosh. I can't. So he will run for president. He will. And you know what? They're going to end up getting to pick the seat for the Senate again if he has to leave. If he leaves for it, I don't know. I don't know what will happen, but it just makes me really angry because everybody, when people were asking him when he was running for Senate, it was no, I don't want to do that.
No, no, that would mean I'm just using you.
Yeah, the whole article is so biased and so off the chart, coming to conclusions that I don't think most Utahns feel, and they're acting as if they're the voice of Utah, and they've nailed us all, and we all have a group think here, and everyone's the same. And so, when I saw this, I thought, well, here we go. Here's the beginnings of Romney separating himself out of the pack so he can run for president, because of course the neocons are going to back him 100%, and it makes me sad. It makes me really sad because he wasn't honest in his campaign, and if you disagree with that. I can actually show you I can play for you the tapes, but he wasn't honest. And when he was answering questions, and so that's why there's no way this can happen. No. Oh my gosh. So,
I don't think anybody would give him enough money to let him run in a primary against
you.
Trump.
Don't?
No,
I do. I do. I really do. And I think that's why he sort of came out of, I wouldn't say it was retirement, but, out of the woodwork. I do. And, you know, I'm sure he's a fine person in his personal life. But as a politician, he's such a globalist. He's such a globalist that we might as well just put Harry Reid back in. That's how I feel about Romney.
Yeah.
It's just they're the same. They're the same. They actually agree on many, many issues. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. So much to talk about. What the Granite School District is doing is kind of strange. Be right back.
Attend, hut! As hard-working men and women of Southern Utah, you deserve the best. You are the best. I look around and I'm so proud. You guys are so incredible. It's almost like St. George Auto Gallery and how incredible they are. I just bought my F-150 there and I'm stoked! Can I get a hoorah?
Hoorah!
That's right. Not only was it the best deal in 500 miles,
yeah.
But they gave me a free warranty.
Woo-hoo.
It was right. for a year. Yeah. Yeah, calm down now. Now, I know that deal was sweet, but listen, it's not just for your sergeant. I got it worked out for all you hardworking men and women of Southern Utah. You let them know that Sergeant Love Doctor sent you in. Can I get a hoorah?
Hoorah!
Yeah, that's right. Now, where do we go to get the best deals? Sing it for me.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
You just let them know that Sergeant Love Doctor...
Stop suffering with pain. Tune in Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Be Pain-Free radio show featuring nationally renowned chiropractic specialist Dr. Ward Wagner. You've seen Dr. Wagner as a guest on the hugely popular TV show The Doctors, and his knowledge of cutting-edge non-surgical drug-free pain solutions is unsurpassed. Listen to Dr. Ward Wagner Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Be Pain-Free radio show brought to you by Dixie Chiropractic right here on St. George News Radio. 1450 KZNU.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage. StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of Planet 105.1. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Steamroller Copiers, we're the ones who help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Did you know Steamroller Copies can help your business with your next trade show?
We carry all different kinds of backdrops, retractable banner stands, table throws, feather flags, and so much more.
These displays are durable, lightweight, and easy to travel with.
Come in today to order your trade show package. It's everything you need for your booth.
The trade show special includes a pop-up frame and graphic, retractable banner stand, printed table throw, table toppers, and right now we're throwing in 1,000 business cards for free.
Need help with design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
Order today at any Steamroller Copies location, St. George Boulevard, River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The Full Service Business Center, Steamroller Copies.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions, even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I'm Sandy Juarez, a patient of Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio. After 25 years of working in the OR, I am shocked that I actually fell. And the first thing that came to my mind, and when I realized that my hip was broken, was my life is over. When you work in the operating room, you are aware of surgeons and how good they are. I want a skilled surgeon, not just a smart surgeon. And that's Dr. Manning. He's got bedside manner oozing out. And I love that about him. He makes you feel like you are the only patient he has. Within 12 hours after surgery, I was up and walking the halls. I was elated and shocked. It has given me back my life that I thought was over. If you have something that is giving you problems, I suggest and recommend highly that you call Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio.
Call Novatio, 435-688-1152 or visit NovatioOrtho.com.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk.
I'm Dr. Sada of Doheny UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults. If a healthcare professional suspects AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care can help maintain your vision. Visit GetEyeSmart.org for more information.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh,
libido.
Hi there. Welcome back. I have Uncle Milty with me. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. Get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. They're doing some tremendous things over there and really helping people. They have some new machines, too, that make it so much easier to pinpoint what's going on with you. Hyperbaric, breathing in oxygen, getting it to your cellular level, is what can take your immune system up about 100 notches. And so make sure you get over there. My husband, my father, they've helped my son. They've helped me. I'm telling you that this is such a great avenue. If you're healing from a surgery, if you have, if there's autism, if there's brain, something going on with the brain, any kind of brain trauma, all you have to do, email Ryan at insideouthyperbarics@gmail.com and ask him about it. Ask him about your particular issue. He'll help you through that. And believe me, he will, because I just heard from somebody that said, oh my gosh, he really does. He really does help you and say, okay, what can we do to help? And I'm going to explore this, see if this is going to be right for what you're going through. This is sometimes a few sessions. Maybe it's 2 months. Maybe, you know, it just depends on your particular situation. But I'm telling you, what a great way to sort of, I would say a more natural way to go about healing is to get your own body to heal itself. There's just nothing more powerful than that. And they can help you with understanding why you're fatigued. Are you short on minerals? What's going on in your body? I was just reading a thing that a lot of the things like for vaccinations and things are short. You're short on certain vitamins. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Certain vitamins, A, D. I mean, sometimes a vitamin or a mineral really can throw your whole body out of whack. So they can tell you what you're short on.
And we're all short on something,
yeah,
because there's no nutrition in our food anymore.
I know. In fact, I just read an article that said, please stop eating any produce without seeds. Please, 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 for the love of Pete, stop eating. And I thought, wow, I really do. There's a lot of foods I eat without seeds. I mean, who likes the seeds? And said, you know, anyone, nobody. And we're getting to such a weird state with our food supply that we really need to make sure that we're eating, you know, good, honest produce and everything else. I know it can cause so many issues. Wow. So get over to InsideOutHyperbarics .com, InsideOutHyperbarics@gmail.com if you have questions. And I've had people even email me and say, have you used them? Has your family used them? Yes. I wouldn't be talking about them on the show if we hadn't. Well, let me say. So much. Holy cow. Okay. Where do we go from here? Romney's putting the feelers out for president. It just drives me nuts. Sorry. You know, had he not lied so much, I actually probably would have been in his court a lot more. You know, that's kind of how that goes. So we're going to be talking, by the way, Friday's show tomorrow. Dave's going to join me from Wisconsin. We're going to talk Venezuela and global politics. So that ought to be very interesting, because we're going to go into depth on Haiti, Egypt, Venezuela, which right now, I don't know if a lot of people are paying attention to what's going on in Haiti and Venezuela, but, well, obviously Venezuela is in the news, but there's more to it, such a huge background to it that we've got some great information for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Haiti should be in great shape because they got all that money from the Clintons.
Oh, man. I feel so bad for Haiti. They got screwed. So we'll be talking about that in detail tomorrow. So let me think. We had a couple of things up, and FEMA's actually warning that people should get flood insurance, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's flooding in the Midwest. According to Alexandria Cortez, the entire Midwest is flooding, which isn't true. But nothing like the extreme. But yeah, flood insurance. There's a lot of places you can't get flood insurance, though.
Right.
Especially if you live in a floodplain.
Yeah, or like on a river.
I mean, but this was actually more like, you know, news that they featured locally here. So interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but.
Every time we have a drought and the drought ends, there's always flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's flooding, they always talk about flood insurance.
Right. Right. Yep, for sure. So there's that. Is there more to the Smollett case? Could he be catching a bigger fish? That's interesting. As he, it's funny, the FBI was already questioning him. And was it about child trafficking, child prostitution? Is there some bigger fish here? I don't know. I don't even know how much he could actually say. I don't think he's that informed in Hollywood. Maybe he is, but it just, this whole thing, I swear to you, every news story now, it's like, well, what's the 10 layers deep underneath, right? What is going on underneath?
That's a problem.
It is a problem. A lot of people were saying, you know, hey, even Rand Paul, who we've had on the show, Rand Paul, Senator Paul was saying, you know, why isn't Brennan testifying in front of Congress
exactly.
right now?
Exactly.
Right? Where is he? Why isn't he doing this? You can't just say you got bad intel when you're the intel.
Yeah.
I'm the intel, but I got bad intel.
As the head of intelligence,
right.
I got bad intelligence.
I mean, that's why Rand Paul is even shaking his head. He's going, you got to be kidding me with this.
You know what's funny is it wasn't very long ago when the progressives were making fun of the president because he said, we're getting bad intelligence from our intelligence agencies. And now, Brennan
says... The intelligence agencies is getting... So who's at the end of that chain?
Yeah.
So this is what Rand Paul tweeted out. He said, a high-level source tells me it was Brennan who insisted that the unverified fake steel dossier be included in the intelligence report. Actually, that was McCain, too. Yeah. But he didn't mention that. He just mentioned Brennan. So there was
Brennan's
already...
not dead.
Well, yeah. See, proof already had come out that McCain was behind that, too. But so he said Brennan should be asked to testify under oath in Congress ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
He's exactly right.
Yeah.
Why isn't that happening? You know, he's allowed to weigh in on everything, right?
Yep.
Accuse and do everything else according to his intelligence. So why isn't that intelligence ever going to go on trial? Why isn't he forced to do that? I don't know.
I wonder how close he is with Adam Schiff.
Oh my gosh, Adam Schiff. What is it? Why are they all bug-eyed? All the weirdest ones. Are they drugged? What's going on?
It has to do with the mental disorder.
With the mental disorder. I'm so serious. They're all Alexandria. They all have that bug-eyed look. Same with him too. And I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. Maybe it's just me, but it is a definite bug-eye going on. It's very strange. Very strange.
It could be drugs.
It could be.
It could be.
Oh my gosh. Well, coming up on the show, in the national show, a new equality act regarding Christians. I do want to talk about Trojan horses because some are so obvious now they can't even be called a Trojan horse, but we still have some. And then also Alabama marriage licenses, what they're doing, and there's so much. Oh my gosh. We have a lot coming up, and we have Chris Ann Hall too. But I did want to talk for a moment about New York. We didn't talk about this at length. And the barring unvaccinated minors from public places amid measles outbreak. Now, just for kicks and giggles, everybody realizes this was 150 at the most, right? 150 people even got it. And we're only talking about like sniffles and
over a six month period.
We're talking like sniffles and you get over it and it's not like a huge big deal or anything. And haven't had a death from measles in years and years. And if we even had one, it was like one. I mean, it's ridiculous nationwide. But they really they were able in that county to put out this ban. They supported this. What would you do if they did this here? Over such a small, strange, stupid thing.
I would be really outspoken about it.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what people would do, whether they would just ignore, whether they would actually go and say something about this.
Well, how can they even... We people who are vaccinated are very worried that you're going to give us something.
Like our vaccinations aren't going to work.
Right. So we're afraid of you.
Yeah.
Nah, and so, doesn't make sense.
But is the bigger story here, this was done right before Passover. It was to a certain sect of people that were more likely not to vaccinate.
Right.
That would have actually been part of Passover. It was, people were noticing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so did this have a little bit to do with sort of coming down on on that.
You mean like an anti-Semitic
the Orthodox,
thing?
Yeah. Well, like the Orthodox, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And so there was a picture of a family, I think it was seven or eight kids, and they said, you know, are we being targeted here? Because we were the ones that were told we couldn't come in any public places.
Right.
And, you know, this story didn't surprise me because it's New York. New York and California don't ever surprise me in what they're willing to put forth. And I think that if you were doing this in say, Alabama or another state, maybe even Texas, there would have been more outcry, right?
Sure.
But New York kind of went along with it hook, line, and sinker. And you're right, over the 6 months, 150 people to get measles is not a huge big deal.
No.
This is nothing. They're all over it by now. Does anyone realize they're probably all just fine right now?
So. And they could actually test these people to see if they're infected. And let's say they did that.
Right.
Then they could give them like a gold star to wear.
That's what Ben said yesterday. He goes, they're on the licenses. Can we just add them to the shirts? I mean, what's the difference? We were cracking up about that. You know
what? Can you imagine asking Orthodox Jews to wear a gold star?
Oh, my
gosh. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 150 cases since October. County officials have talked to over 100 rabbis to promote vaccination. And he noted that there was no exception from the law based on religious grounds. So we do. We're like we said at the beginning of the year, you're going to see more and more and more of this. This was the first time we've actually done it like this. I mean, this was a county decision, which counties can make decisions like this. This is why it's so important who's in there.
There's really no way to enforce this.
No. But this is a step closer to enforcing it.
Yes.
If you can do a county ban like this, then tomorrow you can pass legislation that says we really are going to check up on you, and we can cite you, and we can put you in jail, and we can do all kinds of things to you. So the law would be enforced any other emergency declaration, and those found in violation might end up in jail for up to 6 months or face a $500 fine. So, yeah. And so they were talking about this ban because they said this is just it. I think people were honestly shocked around the country that this was actually allowed to happen. Mm-hmm. So if it's happening there, do we see it happen more everywhere else? I don't know. But I'm getting nervous about this, because it used to be that vaccinations weren't even talked about this year. We're going to see it talked about all year long. It's in the news. So there's that. 888-673-1450. Oh, crazy. I put up a couple of posts I want to mention too. And we'll talk to Chris Ann about this too, about what, you know, where we go from here, and also what we want to demand from the feds. The more we consent to the Fed involvement in anything and everything, the more it comes back to bite us, and the more that we have serious problems with federal control over our state, over even our state sovereignty. So we can talk about that too. But open phone lines, 888-673-1450. I want to hear what's on your mind. 888-673-1450. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Want to give your family the most amazing experience? Forget virtual reality. Get your family on the road this summer to experience the sights, smells, and sounds of the great outdoors in person. Nielsen RV is ready to get you on the road with a huge selection of tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Something for every budget. And with Nielsen RV's warranty forever and no cost to you, now's the perfect time. See the real outdoors this summer at Nielsen RV on State Street in Hurricane and St. George off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag, or at NielsenRV.com.
I'm Darren Snyder. I'm one of the counselors at Lionsgate Recovery. I love my job. I get to see how people react and change. Even the slightest shift in their lives creates such momentous occasions for them. We are like a family. We focus on the individuals that are there. It's like coming home. There's something special about Lionsgate. It's a place where you can heal, that you get to actually live life again.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
Coming soon to St. George, You Break, I Fix, your best choice to repair cell phones, tablets, PCs, Macs, drones, game consoles, and so much more. Diagnostics are always free, and each repair comes with a 90-day warranty and a low-price guarantee. Download the You Break, I Fix mobile app for a $10 discount on your first repair.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370. Or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress. The best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
AWI Networks is Southern Utah's most reliable internet provider. Plus, we have another great feature for members of the AWI Networks family. It's our generous referral program. For every person you refer that signs up with AWI Networks, you get a $50 credit on your account. You enjoy super fast and reliable internet, tell your friends and family, and get rewarded handsomely. It starts at AWINetworks.com.
AWI, AWI.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, owner of BT Pearson Tire and Service. Is safety on the top of your list? Well, it is on ours. At BT Pearson Tire and Service, when we pull in cars for oil change, brakes, tires, alignment, it doesn't matter what we are looking at on the vehicle, we are taking an extra step at taking a look at everything on your vehicle to make sure that you are safe. Safety on the road is our number one priority here at BT Pearson Tire and Service. So come by 595 North Bluff or give us a call or check us out at btpearson.com.
At Safe Dental, formerly Half Dental, we understand how much of an impact your smile can have on your life, overall health, and self-confidence. Have you always dreamed of transforming your smile? Do you have missing teeth or loose dentures? At Safe Dental, we want to help you regain your smile, your laugh, and your self-confidence. Whether you are in need of a routine cleaning, a dental implant, or interested in a more comfortable option for dentures, our friendly staff is here to provide savings to make you smile. Call Safe Dental today. Safe Dental. Spend less. Smile more.
Hey, Corey, what's this? Another note saying you're just sitting there in class?
Well, I'm not a good reader.
I didn't know.
I never see you read.
I've got an idea. Hey, grab your book. We'll read it together, okay?
Okay.
2 out of 3 African-American fourth graders don't read at grade level. To get Read and Rise, a free booklet on how you can make a big difference in only a few minutes a day, call 1-866-522-READ. Readers become leaders. A public service message brought to you by the National Urban League and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You can sound off on anything. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Open phone lines on a Thursday. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we're happy to talk about anything that's on your brain. There really is a lot to talk about. The news, you know, yesterday I was kind of laughing because just the difference between CNN and Fox. Nobody was mentioning Mueller. Let me pull up my note. Nobody was mentioning Mueller. They were all mentioning, okay, so here was Fox's headline for the entire day almost. Angry Chicago police post Smollett's files online, you know. So it was the police that were angry. They were, and they were outspoken. CNN, they just, basically their headline was police reports Jesse Smollett case. Why were the charges dropped? It was so funny to see the difference because neither one of them would talk about what was going on with the intelligence agencies, right, and all the lying that had just happened in the corrupt media. But that was their, that was them doing the same story, different spin. And it was kind of interesting. I always find it sort of fascinating to see how they will take the same story and then sort of spin it out. It's always
fun. And they haven't really had time to do much with other stories because they're really busy switching over to healthcare.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
At Pelosi, she gave him the word.
Yeah.
The issue is now healthcare. Every single show on CNN
was
yesterday
healthcare?
Talked about healthcare. You didn't hear a word about collusion. It was all healthcare.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. You got to shift the narrative super fast.
Yep.
And so, you know, it being, well, Obamacare being a Trojan horse, it really wasn't. It was actually really out in the open. A lot of things are. I was thinking about Alexandria Cortez and her casting call. A lot of people would have thought of that as a Manchurian candidate in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you mentioned that, you were more of a conspiracy theorist, but Manchurian candidates exist, right?
Yeah, of course they do.
And so, but now we don't even need to go there anymore. It's just out in the open. You can be an avowed socialist and run for office. It's totally okay because people will vote for you, right?
Yep.
And I find it alarming that what used to have to be hidden isn't anymore. It's out in the open. Obamacare certainly was out in the open and proud of it. I mean, literally proud of themselves for doing that. It'll be interesting to see how this moves forward. What do you think? What is your projection with this? How do you think this will move forward?
It's I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know because I think everything's just really gearing up to cause a lot of issues to come to a real peak just before the election.
Yeah.
And then some possible solutions will be thrown out just before the election.
Yeah. You know, we've talked a lot about sort of they extend the narrative so far and then somehow, some way they want us to meet in the middle of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can conjure up a lie like climate change, and for, you know, four or five different times we're told we have a decade to live, and then we surpass that decade, and so there's a lie. And you were talking about this when you came in with
there
our
was
youth.
A GOP,
this was interesting. Listen to this.
Yeah, Fairy, a GOP strategist, and he said that the GOP needs to come to the understanding that the youth are really, really important when it comes to climate change. They want something done about climate change. He says, so the Republicans have to understand that if they want to get those youth votes, they're going to have to do something about weather, climate change. And I thought to myself, well, why do they have to do that? Uh-huh. Why can't they just educate the youth that climate change is a joke? It's
right.
A hoax.
Right.
It's a farce.
Yeah.
Teach them the truth.
Human-caused global climate change is certainly a hoax.
But
the
GOP strategist wants us instead to support the hoax by telling the youth, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix climate change just for you guys.
Okay, this sounds utterly ridiculous.
It is.
You know, we talked about this on the show. We said what they're going to keep doing is going to the extreme. Of course, the Green Deal is the extreme. Get rid of airplanes. I mean, it's not going to happen. And so as nonsensical as it is, and Romney, I thought that was kind of funny. There's a lot of people on the left. That was not classy anyway, but either Alexandria is not classy. So Alexandria and her deal, she put forth a deal that is so asinine that it would never, ever come to fruition, you would hope. And then you meet him in the middle. You meet him in the middle as a compromise. And then everybody goes, well, we're compromising.
Right.
So we must be doing something right.
And this same strategist said exactly that. He said, The Republicans have to understand that they have to be somewhere in between doing nothing
right.
and the new Green Deal.
Yeah, because now if you say, well, you're lying, that whole thing's a hoax, this is ridiculous, then you are some sort of theorist, you're a conspiracy
theorist. You're just a denier.
You're a denier, you're not smart. You're dumb right. as a brick. You're just not getting it because they've told the lie so often for so many decades now that, you know, of course, that this is the only direction to go is somehow meet in the middle of a lie.
Except for there's far right. more evidence that there's no such thing as human caused climate change than there is that there is.
Right.
The only thing that yeah. says there is are the liars.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought up today, you know how they do the 10-year out? They don't do 20 or 30 years because you wouldn't proactively be ridiculous.
No.
You wouldn't no. you wouldn't go clamor and be hysterical for change if it was 20 to 30. You'd go, ow, just deal with it later. But if it's 10 all the time. So in 69, they came out with the 1979, you're mm-hmm. going to be a popsicle and the whole world's going to be frozen over. Then they did the 1989. Right. 1989 to 98. 98 was the big projected a yep. decade later. And then it was, of course, Al Gore. So then Al Gore put it out 10 years. And now Alexandria is putting out 10 years. Right. And just think about this. So we so far, the scientists have said we've been in this human caused climate change now for almost 50 years. So why is the start date whenever somebody makes a proclamation that we're going to die in 12 years and the day starts now? Why didn't if human caused climate change is true, then you should be able to recognize this by now because we're like in the 40th year
yeah,
of them
exactly.
talking about it. You should be seeing it everywhere and you wouldn't have to be convinced.
Right. California should already be underwater.
But do you notice how it's always like, we haven't had to deal with it, but now we are. And so every new decade is now we're going to have to deal with it. It's a great way to convince you because you can't convince somebody of something going on around them. Well, I guess you probably could at some level, but you can look around. You can see that that isn't the case.
Well, you know, Al Gore, his big thing was an inconvenient truth. Right,
right, right.
So there's an article on the New American titled An Inconvenient Glacier, because NASA has right. shown that for the yeah. last 2 years, the Greenland Glacier has been growing again.
Mm.
It's not melting anymore.
Right,
it's
right.
growing, which totally destroys everything they say.
Yeah, it does. It's so funny. You know, it was funny. I get comments about the show, and one fan loved the show, listens every day. But they just can't see how I can't notice there's not climate change, human-caused climate change. And I thought, I've had experts on. We've
yep.
talked about it ad nauseum. I mean, I've explained the beginning of it, which is very peculiar. The whole beginning of it came from a Nazi scientist theory
mm-hmm.
After World War II. And then Al Gore jumped on that when the guy became a teacher, his teacher. And how Al Gore invented that so that he could use it. Not Al Gore particularly invented it, but Al Gore wrote it into the Senate,
uh-huh.
you know, so that he could get into public office. And it's so funny that I don't know what else I could do other than you point out everything around it isn't adding up. So it's funny. I just don't get it on climate change because this is going back to what you just said at the beginning, is that you have to concede somewhere. You have to go, well, there is a little, and then you're
once
validated.
That's right. Once you make right. that concession,
yeah.
you can't stop.
Exactly. So the only validation I can give is that climate change exists, just not human caused. And human caused is where they gather all the money and the fines and
right.
the fees and the regulations and the all of those things. So just experiencing normal climate change in a cyclical world, we've been doing that for eons. We just decided 50 years ago that it would be kind of fun and a great new way to get some revenue streams if we made up human caused. So
well, and for 30 years, mm-hmm. our schools have been teaching that it's fact. So all of our children have come up, grown up,
uh-huh.
in knowing that it's fact.
Right. Yeah.
They taught me in school.
Oh, yes, yes. It's Earth Week.
Yeah.
We don't have Founding Fathers Week. We have Earth Week. hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, on this climate change. So we know the science shows there's 38,000 scientists that lay it out that there is no man-made global warming. There is no greenhouse effect caused by CO2, methane at all.
Right.
And then, but what I've noticed a pattern in recent months that almost every Republican, established Republican, which is almost all of them, are now signing on board. But their position, because my local congressman here, Chris Stewart, did it at the local recent town hall meeting. He acknowledged man is causing global warming. He talked about, and their tactic is to say, well, there's over-exaggerations. The Democrats are over-exaggeration.
That's the tactic.
But they're all acknowledging that this hoax is no longer a hoax, but it's implicit in their statements. A president has done the same thing. It'd be wonderful to get back into the Paris Climate Accord when he's never left it. He said China is causing global warming when he criticized them for the CO2 production. All of them are implying that it is not a hoax. But the other side, which is the same side, the Democrats, are making too much out of it. And you'll see that everywhere. And I saw that Glenn Beck the other day did the same thing. So these Republican establishment talk show hosts, these Republican politicians, are taking that position. We're oppositional Democrat, but Democrats in terms of how to respond to it. But they're all saying the hoax is no longer a hoax.
Yeah. Thank you. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. That's why they say if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
Right.
Because eventually the politicians have to cave in.
Yeah.
I mean, if enough people believe it's true and you say it isn't, you're on the outside looking in.
Right, right. It's funny. You know, just ask somebody that is a major, I mean, climate change enthusiast, hysterical person, that the Earth is ending in 12 years. If you actually said to them, can you prove that? Put the burden of proof on somebody that actually believes it. I wonder if people realize that they don't have... They don't have the proof. There's no, they don't, they honestly don't have it. It was scientists that came forward that received funding for research that said, that put their stamp on it, but there really isn't the evidence to back it up.
Other than there's that intentionally skewed computer models.
Yeah.
They were intentionally skewed to show what the results they wanted.
Right, right. And then you have proof in the pudding. See, this is the deal. There's proof in the pudding that, don't you just love that statement? That obviously, over the last 50 years, that's never come to fruition.
Right. The predictions
we actually have that
failed.
On our side as far as look around. It's kind of like, I'll play the Dan Pena clip going in because to the last hour, because I love his take on, here's a billionaire, a guy that meets with the billionaires all around the world. And he's like, do you think for a second that they'd be lending money out for 40 years if they thought for one single second that everything was going to come to a close in 12 years? They wouldn't. It'd have to actually be listed in the risks as a possible risk, okay? It never has been. And that's why when people start to look at the proof, at the, well, you know, what's gonna verify the proof for me? There really isn't any proof. And so the only concession you can make is that we're cyclical. But to concede at all that it's human caused means that you're just buying into the narrative like all the other sheeple, and you're afraid to stand up for what's right, because there is no conclusive proof. They've proved this so many times, but nobody wants to take it in. It's bizarre.
Well,
not nobody, but a section of people out there have a hard time.
Last night, Tucker Carlson had Nathan Rubin on. And Nathan Rubin made this statement. He said, I'm not saying that climate change is as bad as they're saying. I'm just saying that it's... I'm not saying that it causes these storms we're having and the flooding, but it is making them worse and more frequent.
What?
No.
I have done shows going back in history and showing that just because the news ratchets it up with excitement does not mean that it's much different than what we've experienced in the past.
Nope. Never.
Oh, my gosh.
But when they take a big picture of a flooded Nebraska, you know, I mean.
Oh, we act like it's the first time it's ever happened. Gee, how's that glacier working out for anyone? Oh, man. All right. We'll be right back with Chris Attenhall. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.